As we move into the second day of testimony into the death of David Dungay at Sydney's Long Bay Jail in December 2015, the court is examining the role of the medical staff who worked on David Dungay after his cardiac arrest. Mr. Dungay's family are naturally extremely distressed, and having to see the moments leading to his death examined in forensic detail is frequently more than some of them can bear. This is David's mother, Leetona Dungay.
I want these bastards to be accountable for what they've done to my son.
2SER's Taylor Thompson-Fuller, who was at the inquest, spoke with Roderick Chambers.
Taylor, the inquest has been restarted this year. One of the reasons so long is because there's so many legal teams that are being given access to questioning. Last year, we'd reached the point, I think, where it was just before the actual death of David Dungay occurred and the medical team worked on him. Professor Anthony Brown's testimony yesterday suggested that the CPR was largely ineffective and that it was reported as up to 8 minutes. This must have been terribly upsetting for the family.
Especially Stephen Anthony Brown gave some really shocking evidence, actually. He went through minute by minute through a sealed video that showed surge stoppages in CPR of up to 8 minutes by the doctor, Trevor Marr. Now, today and yesterday, he gave more evidence.
But we found that Dr. Marr was relatively inexperienced in resuscitation.
He hadn't actually performed CPR on anybody in real life.
And Dr. Marr's opinion was that David Dungay didn't need to be moved from the cells in the first place.
Dr. Trevor Marr, who attempted to resuscitate David Dungay, told the inquiry that he didn't, in fact, need to be moved cells. That's really important because, according to the evidence that we've heard previously, inmates are only allowed to be moved under medical emergency situations or other behavioural emergency situations.
And there were some difficult times in the testimony for the Dungay family.
There were some tense moments in the court when Dr. Trevor Marr was asked if he wanted to say anything to the family. He offered his condolences and started to cry. The court had to stop because the members of the Dungay family were visibly upset by this and left, with one family member remarking that this is how our family feels every day.
Gee, that must have been really, really an emotional scene.
Yeah.
Do you think that the medical team at the correctional facility were up to the task?
By the looks of it, no. And according to all the expert evidence, they definitely weren't up to the task. They failed in giving resuscitation properly, and there was no real leadership or teamwork that took place in that resuscitation procedure. And we found after being in courtroom for the last 2 weeks last year and 2 days this year, there's been changes made to the way that these processes work now in Long Bay. So obviously they weren't up to the task, and now that changes have been made to that.
And you're saying the testimony has been given to the effect that really, from the doctor's point of view, he didn't need to be moved from cells in the first place, and it's the move that seems to have been the problem.
Yeah, it is interesting that he said that. It's not really clear who sparked that sequence of events, but we do know for sure that it wasn't Dr. Trevor Marr who said that. It's really unclear as to who gave that order.
And there were some fairly emotional scenes outside the courtroom yesterday with David's mother, Leetona, giving a passionate speech. How do you think they're feeling today?
I think the family are quite locked in to get this done. They want to finish this. They've been waiting for years. They're getting to the point where they just want this experience to be over.
Taylor Thompson-Fuller at the coronial inquest of the death of David Dungay there, a 2SER journalist who is partnering with The Guardian to produce the podcast Breathless, The Death of David Dungay, and ending that report by Roderick Chambers.